Now, Luke Chadwick, he's one of Cambridge's most popular footballing sons, one of a clutch of players who have experienced both the Abbey Turf and the Premier League. Luke started out at Man United and after a lengthy and successful career, finished up playing for his boyhood club and even helping them win promotion. He was part of the youth side which beat Gateshead at Wembley in the conference playoff final back in 2014.
Luke Chadwick, quickly here. Luke, what a fantastic day for a Cambridge United fan wearing a Cambridge United shirt on a Wembley pitch.
Unbelievable. I can't stop crying. The best moment in football in my life. Unbelievable.
You've been at the club. You've been at the club, what, 6, 8 weeks, and you've already had 3 of the best moments of your football career. How much more is there to come?
No, I don't get better than this. What a day. What a day for the club. Unbelievable.
Luke Chadwick at Wembley, speaking to our own Steve Jackson. Now, Luke retired back in 2015. A decade on, he's decided to write a book. It's called Not Just a Pretty Face. It came out earlier this week, and he's on the show. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Dottie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really, really well. You are such a you, through and through. How does the love affair start?
With Cambridge, it was as a six-year-old child on my first visit to the Abbey Stadium. My dad took me, and from that moment, I fell in love with football, fell in love with a football club, just the atmosphere of being at my first live game. That's where the love affair with Cambridge started. And just listening to that interview with Jacko then that you played a second ago made me feel a little bit of emotional thinking back to that day at Wembley when we were promoted back to the Football League.
I mean, talk about that. What was that moment like? Because you do sound quite tearful almost in that chat.
Yeah, I was. That was the first time I think I've ever cried on a football pitch since I was a child. I was so happy. But I think the biggest feeling that I had on that day when the final whistle finally went was just pure relief, really. Obviously, the club had been out the Football League for so long, and to have been part of that fantastic squad that got the team back into the Football League was a very special moment. We were certainly hanging on in the last sort of 10 minutes or so to hang on and win the game. But it was just a feeling of relief that the team that had finally done it and we were back where we belonged in the Football League.
I just find it so touching, Luke, that your career highlights, I mean, I'm sure there are ones from your time in the Premier League with Man United, et cetera, but it sounds like that moment with Cambridge United getting out of the conference, that's like right up there for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think a lot of that comes to the fact that it was at the very end of my football career. I think I'm incredibly grateful and very, very lucky to have represented so many fantastic clubs. Of course, Manchester United, one of the biggest clubs in the world. But as a really young player, I'm not sure if I appreciated it as much as I did at the end of my career. As a 6, 7-year-old, my fantasy, my dream was to play for Cambridge United. So to fulfil that dream, that ambition at the end of my football career is something that I'm so happy I'd done and so very proud that I had the opportunity to do it as well.
So when you were watching, you know, from the Abbey stands, like who did you want to be? Who were you cheering on?
Oh, it was the team when I was about 10 years old. It was the best team I think Cambridge have ever had. I could remember all of them. It was John Vaughan in goal, Andy Fensom, Phil Chappell, Danny O'Shea, Alan Kimball, Lee Philpott, Colin Bailey, Chris Ledbetter, Michael Cheatham, John Taylor, and of course, the one and only Dion Dublin, who actually wrote the foreword for my book as well. So that then the names still roll off the tongue today.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And how brilliant for a youngster who loves football to discover you're actually really good at it. So good that one of the biggest clubs in the country, the world, comes knocking at your door. What was that like when Man United came a-calling?
Yes, I was actually playing for in the Arsenal School of Excellence, but also playing for the Cambridge Schools team at the weekend on a Saturday, and I scored lots of goals in that. And that's when a Manchester United scout, Ray Medwell, come and watched me play, was impressed. And I remember later that week, after he'd watched me at the weekend, I received a letter in the post. There was no sort of email or mobile phones back then. It was a letter with Manchester United headed notepaper on inviting me up for a a trial during the school holidays, and obviously it was a massive thing for me living in a little village just outside Cambridge to have the opportunity to do that, and I was absolutely buzzing. But then I remember as the trial got closer, I got incredibly nervous. I was really shy back then. I weren't sure if I wanted to go, but after a pep talk from my mum, she said, go up there and see what it's like. And thank God I did, because the trip up there certainly changed my life forever.
Do you remember your first games with Man U?
I remember my first ever game was as a under 14 player in that trial. And before the game, the coach introduced us to Alex Ferguson, who was actually there watching the game, which was, for a young boy, it was amazing. And then when I got home after the trial, my mum told me that Alex Ferguson had phoned her up and asked if I'd signed for the club. And once I heard that news, I thought she was pulling me leg to start with. But when she said it was true, there was only ever going to be one team that I'd sign for, and that was Manchester United.
Lordy, wow. So when you're in the adult team, you know, the main men's team at Man United, playing at that kind of stage, I know, Luke, that you write about this in the book, about there being downsides and that it being quite a harsh environment at points with the fans and maybe just like the public there. Can you talk a little bit about the kind of thing that you encountered?
Yeah, I think like in terms of obviously it's a massive thing to play for Manchester United, one of the biggest clubs in the world. I think I was maybe a little bit naive to it when I moved up there and thought it would just be about football. And I think where I sort of suffered massive challenges whilst I was at Manchester United was the sort of the attention that I received within the media about the way that I looked, my appearance, which I really struggled to deal with as a 19, 20 year old boy. I didn't really know how to accept or deal with that. And it really made me suffer in terms of mentally how I dealt with that situation. Probably didn't have the emotional intelligence to understand how to deal with it.
Which, well, but of course you didn't, Luke. You're 19.
Exactly that. So that was like a really tough period of my life where probably from the outside looking in, it should have been the best because I was playing for the biggest club in the world. But I was never able to sort of express my feelings, my emotions. I couldn't show vulnerability and sort of talk about how this was making me suffer because I thought doing that would make me a weak human being, which of course is a complete wrong way to look at it. So in hindsight and looking back now, I wouldn't change them challenges that I went through because I think I learned so much about myself and sort of realised how I can deal with challenging times. So it was a tough period, but certainly a period of great learning about myself more than anything else.
And I think that you've taken some of what you feel you learned and used it to help younger players and you do a bit of work with some of the England Lionesses, don't you?
Yes, I do some work within a football agency, sort of in a mentoring capacity, working with young players from the male and the female game, which is something that's really nice and that keeps my sort of hand in the game to a certain extent and feel like I'm giving something back to the sport that gave me so much.
Yeah. And can you imagine what it would have been like experiencing all of the sort of meanness and abuse that you got, Luke, in a world of social media? Has that just turned things up to 11?
Yeah, I think obviously, I think there's massive benefits to social media in terms of players being able to be closer to the fans. I think back in when I was playing, you were sort of seen as a bit of a robot, someone who just played football and nothing else. I think now players can express themselves a little bit more. But like you say, the negatives of it and the size and scale of social media sees that sort of people in the public eye can get a lot of unfair abuse. And you sort of think more should be done by these social media platforms to stop that to a certain extent.
Yeah, especially when some, you know, sports people are so young, aren't they? You've got teenagers in the Premier League now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and it's such a massive thing to go in with. Obviously, these are very talented footballers. They go into the Premier League, but it's about sort of learning about themselves as well to be able to deal with everything that comes alongside it. And I think there's certainly – more support in place in this day and age for them to be able to do that. But more still needs to be done to support these young players that are coming through into such a massive, massive industry.
What was it like when, towards the end of your career, you came back to the Abbey, this time as a player? You know, what was that like for you?
Yeah, it was very, very surreal. I remember sort of, I was playing for MK Dons at the time and knew that my legs weren't what they once were. I was certainly getting a lot slower and knew, spoke to MK Dons about my dream of playing for Cambridge United, and they supported me fully. And I got over there and I played my first game against Welling at the Abbey Stadium on a Tuesday night. And I think we won 2-1, scored the winner with a late penalty. And just to be on that pitch, the pitch that I'd spent so many sort of hours stood at the side of it, watching the team play, it was something that I'll never forget, that feeling of actually being on the Abbey Stadium pitch and not being in the stand watching the players play.
Yeah. Must have been kind of, I don't know, does it, people sometimes say that you shouldn't see how the sausage is made. Being part of the U setup, did it change your view of the club at all? Was it all positive?
I think there was times where maybe it wasn't, like you say, like the saying is that you should never meet your heroes. But don't get me wrong, I'd never sort of regret signing for Cambridge. What I was able to do, be part of the squad that got promoted playing against Manchester United. But I think because I had such an opinion of the club, I loved it so much, I probably expected it to be perfect, which obviously at all football clubs, that's not going to be the case. It was a non-league club at the time, and maybe what I was expecting was different to what it was when I was on the inside of it.
Yeah, it's always going to be, isn't it, when you put something up on a pedestal like that.
Of course.
Luke, how lovely to talk to you. You're welcome anytime on the show, and I just wish you the very best with the book. Do look after yourself, won't you?
Yeah, will do. Thank you very much, Dottie. Take care.
Luke Chadwick there, a you through and through, talking about his book, Not Just a Pretty Face, which is out now. He's going to be at Waterstones in St Neots tomorrow from 11 until 12, signing copies. And then he's at the Cambridge branch between 2 and 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Check out the Waterstones website for more information on each of those events. It's 9:31, BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. Robbie with the headlines.